I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You'll listen to Real Estate and You. We are back. It's been a while, but we're back in the saddle. We're going to talk about some real estate stuff today. We got some interesting news coming from Justin Perella, and he's going to be with us in a couple seconds. And this will probably be one of the last shows for the year. So I hope everybody had a great 2021, and we're going to be moving into 2022. And I'm looking forward to that, having many more podcasts. So without any more delay, we're going to bring Justin in here and talk about some mortgage stuff. Well, let's talk right away about...
Yes.
So tell me, you have a new place of business.
I have a new home.
You have a new home.
Yes. After a great run, Annie Mac, great company, did a lot for me.
Yeah.
I just had a great opportunity to start my own team at Contour Mortgage.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
So...
And, you know, anytime you move from one thing to another, company to a company, you know, as long as you don't burn bridges and you don't do anything that's crazy, it's all about you taking your career to the next step.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think any good business owner, any good person understands that.
100%.
And, you know, I think that's good. I think you left on good terms, and I think it's all good. And I'm glad that you're happy where you are, and you're going to be able to build a team.
Yes.
And I'm excited about seeing where
growth.
That goes.
The growth is what I want. So any loan officers looking for a job, I'm hiring.
Oh, good.
Underneath Team Perella. So
awesome. Very cool.
Cell phone's the same. Email jperella@contourmtg.com. Just hit me up. I'd love to talk to you.
Awesome. Very cool. So let's jump into some interest rate stuff and mortgage stuff. So let's go back. Let's just go backwards. 2021. You know, as I look at 2021 for mortgage wise, was there a lot of like volatility with interest rates? Really?
No, not interest rates. It was more on the guideline side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was, well, with COVID, you know, people, their jobs were not as steady. So right now we're starting to get, you know, knock on wood with this season with COVID, but we're starting to see a lot more jobs level off and, you know, people are getting comfortable working from home or mixed schedules. They're working from home and the office. So we've adapted well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, this country does that well. They adapt.
Oh yeah, we do. We have to.
Yeah.
Is there a choice?
No,
not adapting would be
foreclosures,
not good.
Bankruptcies. Yes.
Not good. That's not a good choice. Not
no.
a good choice.
Uh-oh.
You know, and it's funny you say that. I was going to say this slide, but it goes right along with what you're saying there. What's interesting is what I kept trying to figure out, why do we have such a shortage of inventory?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
And it really comes down to, if you look at, there's a graph from Keeping Current Matters, and that graph basically shows that from like 2009 until today, okay, or up until 2020, I should say, people used to stay in their house an average of like, you know, 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the average now is 9.2 years.
Wow, I wonder why that is.
Well, I think some of that, now you can't blame it on COVID because this started in 2010, 2009.
Huh.
People are just staying in their houses longer.
Do you think, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because you would think that the younger buyers get, I don't know if they get bored, I guess, I don't know. But people are doing a lot of rehab work, I noticed over the, you know, everybody's contractors are busier than ever.
Yeah, but think about it. If the average move time for a person living in a home, so a new buyer buys a home, okay? They move into the house, and it used to be they would move in 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
If they're now staying 10 years, that cuts the inventory in half.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah,
because what's happening is they're you're not getting that motion of sales. So what's interesting though is that in this time period between 2009 and 2020, it went from 7 year average, 8 year average. Then it went nine. It went from 2011 to 2020. It was between 9 and 10 years was the average move time.
Wow!
But so, guess what?
Yeah, go ahead.
2021, it dropped down to 8.
Okay.
So that means there's some loosening.
Good.
There's some loosening happening. Obviously, we know in 2020 that wasn't going to loosen up because I'm surprised it wasn't worse, but because COVID, nobody wanted to move at all. But now that number's come down. So that could mean that in 2022, we're going to have a much more fluent, what you know, fluid, I should say, market.
What are the baby boomers? I thought that we were entering an amazing sales time where a lot of boomers were going to be retiring from the Northeast to the South.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got to be, you know, if you're a baby boomer, you're what, 65 to 80, I guess. I don't even know.
They're getting older.
Yeah, they're getting older. So you would think the inventory would, but maybe they're,
but you know,
they're
what
so
happened?
Well off, they can keep both.
Exactly. And I think so that's, so they got second homes that they can go to where it's warm. The other thing is that, and maybe, just maybe they were going to do that. And in 2020, when COVID hit, no, that age population, they weren't opening their doors.
Right.
I mean, seriously, when you tell that, when you tell somebody, hey, this pandemic is killing pretty much the people that are above 60, 65 years old, who's moving?
No.
Nobody wants to move anywhere. So I think that's part of what happened then,
so
too.
Maybe just, if it levels off, people will slowly start to move.
That's what I think. So I
hope.
That
would be great. It's funny because that would be a great add-on to, you know, my job, because typically when I'm asking clients, you know, interviewing clients for their mortgages, I ask them, how long do you think you're going to be? Because, you know, everybody that buys their first home is, you know, they
thinks it's forever.
Ever. They roadblock it. Yeah, like, this is
my dream home. Yeah.
Because if it's 5 to 10 years, now we can look at maybe buying a point to get your rate down and all that good stuff. But it's just been so low, you didn't have to worry about it, and you couldn't make up the point difference. But now, if they're holding longer, but typically, I would say, 5 years? I mean, I was in my first house 8, maybe.
Yeah.
No, more, maybe.
Yeah, it's funny. And I was in my first house for, like, probably 5 to 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that.
So you screwed up the average, is
I
what
did,
you're trying to
man.
Say.
I'm
yeah.
trying to think.
My goodness. I knew it was your fault.
Yeah.
I knew it. So I just wanted to bring that up because that has a lot to do with our inventory and with how much business we do, you know, and for you guys, I think as a mortgage person, you know, if the rates stay relatively flat where they are, refis are not really going to be your thing. You need the same thing we need. We need inventory. We need houses to sell.
Yeah, that's 100%. So we did well on refis, as you can see by those numbers. That
absolutely
would say that, you know, a lot of those people that were getting into them in the 2007s, 8s, and 9s were probably in the 5s, and then they refied to the 2s and the 3s. So, yeah, I guess we're leveled off for a refi boom. But now, again, people still have to refinance out of mortgage insurance. So if you're in an FHA, which is a great program, but you've got to refi out of that. So if you're going to stick around, refinances will always be available. And cash outs, you know, people want to use that equity to build out their homes.
Yeah, tell me about, we talked about this a little bit, but the limits have changed.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, jumbos.
Explain what a jumbo is.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, jumbo is a certain loan amount where investors feel comfortable or not comfortable lending money. So the rates from jumbo to conventional or conforming would jump, I'd say, about a half a point.
Because it's a higher risk for the bank.
It's a lot higher risk because it's a lot more money.
Yeah.
So they've jumped up now to $647,200.
So what that tells me is that I can go and buy a house for around that price with 5% down and get a normal everyday rate as long as my credit's good and all that other stuff.
Under 647.
Incredible, insane. Right?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, we're not going to experience a lot of that around.
Because the payment would be crazy.
Well, it's just there's not a lot of homes above.
It's getting there. It's getting there. Townhouse in Reading now. The prices in this county, I swear it's more than 11%. I think our appreciation in this county, when we're all said and done for 2021,
oh, that's gonna be great.
I think it's gonna be above 11%.
Really?
Absolutely.
And what's average?
Average is 3 to 4. I mean, you know, that's an average, you know, appreciation.
So basically, when you're telling your clients that are saying I'm overpaying for this house, you're telling them, you're overpaying 5%. But you're going to make it up.
That's exactly right. Yeah, because next year, the prediction is next year's, this is a national prediction, and it's by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, is 7%, 7 to 7.5% appreciation.
That's what it's going to be?
That's what they feel it's going to be in 2022. Always, that's a prediction. It's not a fact.
Usually it's 4 to 5?
It's usually 4 to 5.
Okay.
This past year, national average was, I think, closer to 20%. Yeah, exactly. And they're saying in Berks here, we were saying it was around 11%, something like that, which I think is what it was. But Pete Heim tends to think that he thinks it's going to, when we get to the end of this year, because you really don't know until the year's done. Can look from January 1st to December 31st and say, okay, here's where we were. This is fact now. It's not prediction. It's not anything else, but it's fact.
So, but we're steady now, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, my phones are still ringing.
Actually, I think it's a good December. It's been a good December so far.
Yeah, I think
so.
Too.
Very active. So go back into, so what about FHA? What's the max for FHA mortgage now, too?
The max for your, or just in the 300s, I apologize, I don't have the exact number, but in the 300s, 324, I think it is for the max FHA mortgage. Again, you're going to look at still trying to put conventional because conventional is what's winning deals right now.
Gotcha. Yep, absolutely.
So it. Conventional mortgages, and for those of you who don't know, the conventional is, it's not a government program. The FHA is a government program. So there's benefits. You can use more of your income. It's a little more lax on things other than appraisals. The conventional deals are the ones that our sellers are accepting. So there's...
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because it's not like FHA is like a huge risk or VA. Those are good loans. Those are good buyers most of the time. They're usually very good buyers, but it has become so... critical of
they
every
can.
Single and they can because we
can.
When you have 10 offers coming in, you can be picky.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's amazing. I hope that starts to turn around because it'll give more people the opportunity to buy a home. You know, which would be good.
So all in all, I'd say, you know, the year was great as far as, you know, buyers. We had a little bit of a, you know, issue over the summer just because there was so much business that, you know, lenders were caught not with their heads in the sand, but they just had so much volume. But you know what? Everybody did as good of a job as they could, and we got through it. Rates stayed steady. I'd say for the year, they were probably 3%, and we'll know more exactly what it was at the end of the year. But and then we're hovering around 3.5, maybe a little
right
bit
now.
Lower. Yeah.
Okay. And I saw something once again on Keeping Current Matters. I get their information. And do you agree? You think maybe next year is going to be anywhere between 3.5, 3.75?
But yeah, I think we're going to stay at this middle threes. I think that's a comfort level that everybody has. Investors, just, you know, there's enough in it. And I had a young couple. 3.5, I'll never pay 3.5.
That's ridiculous. Are you serious?
And I just, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, of course
and
not.
And I actually said to the couple, I said, you know, ask your parents. He goes, but I don't want to rate from the 90s. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. But listen, anything under 5 is like,
it's crazy.
Really?
I just can't believe anybody looks at 3.5. And but you know, it's funny. You should ask them if they have any credit cards.
It's true.
And then ask them what the rate is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Seriously. So you're going to go out and buy a pair of shoes and pay 17% and you don't want to buy a house for 3.5?
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what I mean? Think about it. It's interesting. And actually the shoes are a bad investment and the house is actually an investment.
Amazing.
There's so many things, you know, it's incredible. So 3.5%. Oh man, that's just amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. I'll take that all day. So is there anything else you want to do for recap? I mean, you know, we don't have to belabor anything. We're going to come back in 2022 and talk about what's going on there as far as, you know, where things are going in 2022 and see how it starts out. I think January is going to be pretty stellar. I think we're going to have a really good winter. We're hearing this winter market buzz out there right now because we always just talk about spring market. They're spring saying that the winter market's going to be something to look at.
Good. So, no, the only thing I would really love to see in the new year is you guys, you know, I know we have listeners and I know there's people out there. I know you have a ton of them, but if you're listening, just give us content, you know,
absolutely.
Let us know.
If you have questions, all right, content. Yeah. Tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
If there's something that you don't know or you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it.
We'll go into it. And,
sounds good.
Peeps.
That sounds good. Well, then I want to wish you Merry Christmas.
You too, man.
And I think you're going to be coming to our Christmas shindane for the office, which I'm excited about. You know, also have a great new year and congratulations and good luck with Contour Mortgage, man.
Appreciate
I'm excited for you and I hope it goes really well for you.
It will. Thanks.
All right, cool. Well, there you have it, Justin Perella. He'll be back again in 2022, and he's trying out his new digs at Contour Mortgage. So if you're going to get in touch with him, get in touch with him there. And if you need that information, you can always check me out on my Facebook on Real Estate and You, or you can check me out on my personal Facebook and just look up Justin Perella. You'll find him out there. His last name is spelled Perella. Thanks so much, and we'll see you with Justin next year. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136. First Response Contracting.